The best either party can hope to do is to survive the ordeal with the least amount of ongoing damage. One party will be seen as a victor, but even that comes at a price, which in many cases will not be realised until years later. Any services provided by Family Court Survival Services are meant as self-help guides. You are the only person who can decide whether or not to use the information provided. Your future is in your hands. It is your life. Others can provide information and advice, but ultimately, you are the one responsible. You will have to live with the consequences of decisions that you should not leave to others. Any information provided in this presentation and in individual discussion is standalone information, and this writer is under no obligation to provide any further information at any future time. Any reference in this presentation to the Family Law Act 1975 is a reference to that act consolidated to the 1st of September 1998. Any reference to family court in this presentation is a reference to the Family Court of Australia. This presentation is broken into two parts. At the end of part one, the phone number will be given for part two. Splitting the message gives you a chance to think about the information in part one, thus avoiding information overload before you move on to part two. It also gives you an opportunity to access part two of the message again without having to unnecessarily listen to part one again. The motivation for developing Family Court Survival Services is due to having witnessed the devastating effects of the Family Law Act 1975 as it is being applied in the Family Court of Australia and the destruction of the family unit that is a consequence of litigation in that venue. This presentation is family friendly. It is pro-family. Broken families are detrimental to the well-being of the individuals involved and weaken society. The Family Court of Australia deals in the following matters: civil divorce, property settlement, children's issues, and maintenance. You do not need to be married to become a litigant in this court. Children's issues are matters such as residence, defined as being with whom the children will live, be it the mother, father, or some other person. Contact is the children having a legal right to maintain some form of contact with certain specified people, usually the parent with whom they do not live, but can also include others whom the child may not even wish to see. Specific issues are matters on decision, such as the religion the child will be raised under and the education of the child, etc. On the face of it, many people view the Family Court of Australia as a means of sorting out family issues which do not appear to be otherwise rectifiable. However, many issues which have a solution become unsolvable once the Family Court becomes involved, and the situation goes from being difficult or bad to impossible. The name Family Court of Australia is a very misleading name, as from the moment one party files a document in that court, that action automatically restricts both parents of parental rights.